from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
We are joined right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years, by Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Chris, good morning, man. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
We're
great.
Outstanding. Yes. Flying by this Friday show, Chris. And I'll just start you off with a fastball here. Ryan Clark said he thinks Justin Fields is going to win the Steelers' starting job and lead them to the playoffs. Do you think if Justin Fields started day one and played all 17 games that he could lead the Steelers to the playoffs?
It doesn't matter what I think. The Steelers are going to be leading off with Russell Wilson. Once he gets in there, I'll say this too, Adam. I've been noting, and it's not like, you know, foretelling the entire future of Russell Wilson with the Steelers. But when he's been in there, I don't think he's missed a pass yet. Like when he played, he did some 7-on-7 and they were throwing that ball down the field. Every pass he threw was caught for a first down. Not just caught, but caught for a first down. He's been, you know, slowly being integrated. I think what the Steelers are simply doing now for Justin Fields, they are getting their eyes on him. They're letting him practice with them to see, hey, what are your mechanics? And Justin Fields even admitted at Tuesday this week, where I thought he had the best practice he had had so far throughout training camp. He's like, hey, I need to work on my mechanics. I'm trying to get sharper. I'm trying to get more consistent. And I think he's getting there. I think he's making progress. But I think he's making the progress to try to get to the point where Russell Wilson already is. And that's smooth, understanding, knowing where he's supposed to go with the football, you know, not having to worry about consistency, about putting his accuracy in certain parts. And I think that once Russell Wilson is a full go and the Steelers aren't trying to ease him into things back after his injury at the start of training camp, I think it will be pretty clear who's the starting quarterback. However, I do think that Justin Fields has made the case that if Russell Wilson goes down, he could be really good once he goes in. And then that might be where a controversy starts if Russell Wilson does get injured during the season.
So you say he really hasn't missed a pass, and I can't help but think about Arthur Smith. How has he looked and how has he operated throughout this first week of training camp? And it seems like the offense as a whole is understanding the rhyme or reason what they're doing for the first time in a long time. How's Arthur Smith just handling everything and how does he look in the atmosphere?
Well, he got to speak to Pittsburgh media during camp yesterday, and there is definitely a message, right, Doran? Like, you know, we talked about this last year. We were in, like, late November, and we were talking to the Steelers' offensive players, and they're like, yeah, we're not sure what our identity is. And that's never a good sign when you're that far into a season, and you're like, we don't know what we're supposed to look like. However, this in training camp, there's no question. And I even saw it in the first day in pads when they went live and they did a run period. They were just running the football. Every time Najee Harris got the football, he was going 5 yards. And also, I'll put this out there. The Steelers are not putting T.J. Watt out there every snap when they're doing this because they don't need to see T.J. Watt. They're letting Nick Herbig get more snaps. They're letting guys like Jeremiah Moon get more snaps. That's your Mark Piscold. They'll be in on that very soon after signing him. I think the offense looks pointed. I think the offense has a direction it's going, and I think that there's a collective feel that there's going to be some improvement there. I even asked on the first day of camp, Pat Fryermuth got a whole bunch of targets, and I asked him, was that a relief? Because all you talked about was during OTAs and mini camp was, they're saying I'm being a bigger part of the offense. And he looked at me and he was like, it was a relief, because like now it's like I'm actually feeling it. So I think there's some relief all around that Arthur Smith has this offense at least pointed collectively in a direction. And so far, I think it could be the right direction.
Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Is Beanie Bishop good, or is he just the best of a crop of not so good?
Adam, I think Beanie Bishop is good.
Let's go.
I think he's good. I think he's creating space. I see Doran's face over there. And Doran, yeah, hey, listen, man, I get it. Brawls in just a month.
He didn't have to. He didn't have to just go all ridiculous like that. I mean,
he's doing
good
with West Virginia. I just want a good slot corner. Yeah, I mean, okay. I miss Mike Hilton. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Like, totally. being honest, Beanie Bishop has looked good in camp. Now, here's the thing: he's going up against like the Steelers wide receiver position might be the weakest as far as depth. So there's a chance that he hasn't seen the kind of talent that he's really going to have to go up against through most of this season if he is for sure the starting slot corner. But one of the things I look for in slot corners, Adam, is are you always in someone's hip pocket? Are you able to close the distance on them, press them at the line? When they're trying to make cuts, you're sticking with them. And for most of camp, that's what he's done. And I think he's put himself in the right position. He hasn't been afraid to get his face in somebody. I'm going to be looking for him in Friday Night Lights to see where he is in that practice, because I want to see him also be physical. That's the other part that the Steelers absolutely want out of their slot corners. You can't just be a good cover man. You got to be able to come up and help. That's what Mike Hilton was a specialty at. Like, that guy used to flatten Travis Kelce, who had like a full foot in height over him. That's where I think that Beanie Bishop has to step up there. But I think that he could very well do that. And the Steelers, what thought might be a huge controversy if they don't have a slot cornerback going into training camp, that might not be a controversy. But we still got to see him in games. He still has to prove it. But from what I've seen in training camp, I really like what Beanie Bishop is doing.
Your biggest step in your NFL career is from year one to year two. I think a lot of people know that. Mm-hmm. You got to make that big jump in year two. How much do you expect Nick Herbig to be a part of this defense this year? I'm sure he'll play special teams, and he was, in there sparingly last year. Made some big plays, actually, last year as a rookie. But in his second season, you got T.J. Watt, you got Highsmith, and now you got Golden. You got this four guys back at the rush ends that you had last year. But how much will and do you think we will see Nick Herbig this year? And has he made an evident jump from year one to year two thus far in training camp?
Hey, it doesn't matter what I think. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers defense, they've got a plan to use him. And I think one thing that's different about Nick Herbig is that last year he used almost all finesse in what he did. He would show you his chest as a target for an offensive lineman. They try to punch his chest, and then he would use a ghost move and take it away. And then you couldn't get in contact. Then all of a sudden he's right at your shoulder, and now you're gonna have to probably hold him to stop him. He was so good at that last year, but now he's starting to implement more of the power moves along with the finesse moves. And I think that's where you're starting to see Nick Herbig get more consistent as an edge rusher. And I think that's part of what the Steelers have wanted to do by letting T.J. Watt rest throughout camp. And for those who are thinking like, oh, I haven't heard T.J. Watt enough in this camp, I remind them of like last year. I said that for a day. And I remember there was one day where they put the full pads on. I remember I thought he was just staring off in the stands. I'm like, is he looking at me? I don't know if he's looking at me. And then the next like four plays of 11 on 11, he just sacked the quarterback, got two tackles for loss, and like tipped the pass that was intercepted. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. He's not resting. He's just resting. There's no actual problem with him. So don't think that T.J. Watt is there's any issue if he's not making a whole bunch of plays in training camp. They are wanting to see what Herbig has. And I do think Herbig has taken a step forward. And I also think it's going to be really interesting to see how some of the different formations they want to use as the year goes on. They're probably going to have more formations when it comes to like third down, where Highsmith, Herbig, and Watt could all be out there. And with how athletic all three of those guys are, they could move them around, put them in situations that are tough to block, and that could make this defense very dangerous when getting after the quarterback.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Last thing here for Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Talk offensive linemen to us, Chris. What about those three rookies in particular?
I think Troy Faltano has had a fantastic camp. Broderick Jones last year was impressive because of his athleticism and his size, and it was just like, wow, that guy is big. He's going to have a really good future. Troy Faltano is just much more polished than where Broderick Jones was last year, and I think, I mean, it's natural because he played more games in college, and he's older, he's coming in with more experience. But you're seeing that result there. And it's not to say that, you know, his results in camp are going to translate immediately into the NFL, but right now, like when he lines up against TJ Watt, he doesn't look over his head. He's in there. He's locking in on his fundamentals. He's doing the right things. And there's sometimes TJ Watt gets him, but there's sometimes he's able to block him. And I'm like, if you're a rookie, being able to do that to TJ Watt in practice when they're going full strength, that's a really good sign. So I think Faltano has been fantastic. I think Frazier has been more limited in what he's been able to show so far because they've only had a couple padded practices. And I think that's where Frazier's best moments are going to come, is when he gets to go one-on-one and physical and show, hey, I can move this guy out of the hall, or I can stymie this defensive tackle. So that's another guy I'll be looking for in Friday Night Lights, Zach Frazier. What does he do when, like, Keanu Benton lines up over the front of him? What does he do when DeMarvin Leal lines up over the front of him? The first padded practice, I thought DeMarvin Leal got the best of Zach Frazier, but again, he's a rookie. He's going to be learning. Mason McCormick, that dude, he's not going to start this year, but that dude looks mean. I like his demeanor. I like what he's been doing. I think that he's putting himself in the position where he can ride the bench for this year. He'll be able to back up either James Daniels or Isaac Seumalo if they go down. But I think what he's showing in camp has him on the trajectory to next year. He can be a starter on the offensive line, and you could be seeing like four out of five offensive linemen on next year's Steelers offensive line that's under the age of 25. And I think that would be really impressive for this group, because that's also what they want in revitalizing and bringing youth into this offense, but also making them a bully offense.
Chris, this was fun, man. Let's keep doing it. Appreciate you jumping on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks,
Chris. Have fun tonight, Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
See you, buddy. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.